Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It is Enter the Light Show, and today is Friday, January 19th, 2018, and we are at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. I don't know what the other ones are. Welcome. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke, and our theme tonight is laughter, and the two hosts are Ryan Adragna and Shannon Johnson on with me tonight, and we are going to have a great show. We have a big lineup here of people, and so I just want to welcome you and wish you a fun night with us, because we are going to be talking about laughing and laughter and having a little more humor in our life, which is a very positive thing to do. So what I want to do is I'm just going to go ahead and read a little bit about each one of them, and then you get an idea, and then they will talk, and then we'll go from there. So it says, Shannon Johnson is a metaphysical facilitator and medium with 20 years experience working with spirit. Her spirit team helps access information to assist in life journeys, including past lives, Akashic record, and current soul contracts. Her team provides what is needed to assist without interfering in free will or contractual agreements to help you feel more empowered in your life. Find Shannon on Facebook, and her website is http://ladyastral67.wixsite.com/home. And that is her website. And Ryan Adragna is a healer who works with and through his spirit team. Ryan is an energy spirit healer, channeling the 7th through 12th dimensional spirit realms, which include very high vibrational angelic beings who are experts in many different healing modalities that may be familiar to you, including Reiki and Sekhem. And you can find Ryan on Facebook and on his website, healings through spirit.com. So there you have it. And mine is, I'm a certified intuitive medium that shares messages and help discover the totem animals that guide you along your way, as well as doing readings and working on missing persons and crimes. I'm also into poetry, and I'm working on that too. And my website is www.wefindourway.com, and I'm on Facebook too. So there you go. And so I would like to just say hello to our hosts, Ryan and Shannon. And either one of you,
hello.
Please step up and say hello. Hi, Ryan.
Hello. How are you doing, guys?
Hello.
Hi,
doing
Dan.
Good?
Hi, Ryan.
Hi. Hi, Shannon.
I wave my hand like you can see that. I'm in my kitchen just waving at people. Fun way to start off the night.
Yeah. Good thing our theme isn't crying tonight. Oh, just kidding. Yeah. Yeah,
so any thoughts about laughter?
Yeah. I guess I'll just chime in for a minute, maybe less than that. You know, laughter is about clearing out your fourth chakra communications and letting that, because your fifth chakra. When your fifth chakra is clean and clear, it means you're speaking your truth and you can laugh about things. You can say, ha, 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 or you can, you know, just, it's about being pure and close to love. And it's a healing thing. It's actually self-healing, and the fact that even when things go wrong in life, you should be able to step back after a few minutes or maybe the next day and just laugh about, say, you know, I hit a deer last night and with my truck, and that wasn't funny, but now I can laugh about it. But now I can laugh about it because I'm like, I got free meat. I got free meat. You know, here I was freezing my butt off in the tree stand all season. I didn't see a deer, and now I hit a deer with my truck, so I got 3 feet out of it. So I kind of laughed about that. And laughter also comes from the creativity, which is, you know, coming from your sacral chakra, where you find things in life that you can enjoy and relax and take humor in. And it also opens up your awareness. So in essence, I really think that laughter affects all of your seven chakras in some way, shape, or form. And laughter is, when you have a good belly laugh, you're actually raising your vibrational frequency to match that of what love is. And love is God. Love is source energy, prime source, Allah, whatever you want to call it. And when you get to that state of pure laughter, when you have that belly laugh for like, well, I don't know, like 10 or 20 seconds, you feel that euphoria of all is well. You feel so good about yourself. And, you know, and it doesn't matter where it comes from. And I'll be quite honest with the callers. I'm the type of guy, if I'm driving along on a snowy, because I live in Wisconsin, I'm driving along on the road and I'm looking at people walking along the sidewalk. I see someone slip and fall. Yeah, I'm going to kind of laugh at that because I'm like, well, better you than me. But it's not funny to them. It's not funny to them, but it's funny to me. So like, slip and falls aren't funny, but or just slapstick comedy or things like that. So anything from the little things in life to the big things in life to like seeing the circus or whatever makes you laugh, enjoy that moment and fall in love with yourself and fall in love with your ability to lighten up in life, be in love in life, and with that I'll pass.
That is awesome.
So.
I think that's really, really nice. I think if we can laugh at anything, whatever it is, that's the best thing we can do. I mean, if we fall or whatever, anything, and make mistakes or misplace something or whatever it can be. And I've had so many weird things. And in shows, you know, things that are now I look back and I can really, really laugh about it. We laughed about it then, too, stuff that went on. But you're right, and that was nice, Ryan. Thank you so much. That felt
You're
so
welcome.
Good to hear what you said there. So,
You're
Shannon,
welcome.
What do you think?
I love laughter. It is awesome, awesome sauce, awesome sauce. I'm that person that falls down and is laughing hysterically at me falling down. Because why not? One thing Spirit loves to remind us about, sometimes we take life too seriously. Sometimes we let it drag us down too much. Laugh about it. People who can't connect to love, can't connect to that feeling of love because maybe they've had a really difficult life or love gave them some really bad taste in their mouth, but they can touch laughter. They know laughter, and it reaches past all blocks anybody has put up. You know those people that are all walled in and so serious and you know. But if you can make them crack a smile and start to giggle, their entire energy changes. The way they're standing changes. And, yeah, it does affect every chakra. Every chakra, because guess what? When you laugh, it takes your whole body to do it. It puts more oxygen in your lungs that fights disease. It puts more energy in your soul. It lightens up your heart. Makes your brain go, oh, what the hell just happened? Oh, what was that? You know? And it's one thing that we all have that can bridge any division, diversity, way of life. Because when you can make somebody laugh or laugh with them, all of those other things disappear other than that moment. And one of the best ones is when you get to laughing so hard you cry. You got everything going on. Your whole body is jello. Your brain is checked out. It's so funny. You're laughing. You got things streaming out of your face, and it makes you laugh even more. Because why not? It's worth it. You know? So
yep.
When you're feeling down, when you feel like life is sucking you into that black hole and into the abyss, put on a comedy. Go read some cartoons. Break out the Looney Tunes, for goodness sakes. Who cares how old you are? If you're 78 years old and you like cartoons, go watch some. Laugh. Enjoy it. Bring others in with it. And you'll find that whatever troubles you had don't seem as heavy once you've had a good laugh. That's my two cents.
That is awesome. Just love that. Thank you.
Yeah,
all of that.
You.
I can totally relate to it. And when I was growing up, it was pretty serious. And fortunately, I had friends that I could go over to their house and do the spend the nights and stuff, and we would laugh and just laugh and laugh. And they were my saving grace. And then friends all the way through my years of school, I had friends who laughed, and they know who they are if they're listening. And that they saved my life. And still today, now, I go to a place, and I didn't ask permission for names or anything, but and we play this game called Uno, and everybody just laughs, everyone in the room. It's so much fun. And we don't worry about who's who or what or when or why or if or anything about anyone. You know what I mean? I don't really know a lot about, you know, it's not about that. It's just all about having fun. And it's totally awesome. It's just, it's great. So I know. And they have classes on laughter, too. You can take it. One of my friends that was a roommate when I was in college takes laughing classes now. And
really?
She says it's helped her. Yeah, they actually have them in Washington. And she leads a laughing class. And it helps people who have all kinds of diseases and stuff like that. And that's why she did it, because she got sick. And so she got into this laughing class so that she could heal herself. And now I believe she is healed. And now she teaches a laughing class. So, it's just kind of neat. There's actually things like that, but it's a good idea, you know?
It is, because, I mean, laughing takes a lot of air, you know? You're using a lot of oxygen. And one thing about disease or dis-ease in the body is that it doesn't like oxygen. So the better that we can bring in oxygen into our body, it helps to push away or kill diseased cells. And laughter takes a lot of oxygen, especially when you got a really good long one going on and you're like practically falling off the chair. We all been there. And you're like, I can't even breathe anymore. Gosh. But you're bringing in so much, the lungs are expanded and everything about you just reaches out to everybody around you. They say laughter is contagious. And there's a really good reason for it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's the one contagion I'm all for. Give me more.
I'm going to get a PhD in laughter now. Okay? That's how that works. I'm going to develop like 100 different laughs.
And give a class on it.
I can't believe they teach laughing. That blows my mind. I never even heard of that. How to laugh. I shouldn't talk back like that. Sorry.
No, it's great.
It's going to be a rough night.
Well, we have a lineup, a pretty good lineup here, and we can get started pretty soon, and I just have this. I have a couple.
Sorry.
It's okay. I have a couple poems, but I think I'll just go with this one. And one of them's on Facebook that I posted, and that one's called "I'll Meet You There," And it goes, I'll meet you there so we can drink each other's colors and laugh with majestic ecstasy. That's kind of way out there. And then then there's another one called Healing Laughter. And it goes, alleviating, invigorating, perpetuating love, inspiring, transpiring, acquiring from above, relieving, retrieving, achieving balance, surrendering, comprehending, remembering to dance. Vulnerability, availability, possibility within, expression, confession, less aggression to begin, joyousness, gloriousness, egolessness, after, serenity, divinity, infinity, healing laughter. And that's that.
Very good.
Beautiful. Very good. Thank you, Jan.
Perfect.
Thank you. Good.
How did you do that without laughing, though?
I was pinching my finger because I was about to laugh. I'm not kidding. Because I can hear both of you starting to laugh, so I was about to laugh too.
Yeah, sometimes I have to pinch my butt. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Our poor callers, our listeners, we have been laughing since before the show went live. We have not been able to stop the giggles. I think Spirit was having a grand old time getting us rolling for tonight. So, our apologies if we get the giggling.
Yeah. We should get serious now or something. I'm going to turn off my Laurel and Hardy clips on YouTube now. I was watching the Three Stooges slap-a-thon the other night. I was like, are they really slapping each other? Yeah, I was watching. Yeah,
oh, wow.
And I'm like, they're really slapping each other.
I know.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Ryan, stop it. Ryan, stop it. Okay. Calm down now.
Well,
all right, we got this.
We've got it. So
we got
we are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
As ready as we're going to
okay.
be tonight.
Okay, well, 813 has been waiting the longest, and then 509 will be next. And so I'm going to go right in. Lost 813 again. They're trying to get on, and they're not making it. But hopefully they'll come back. So we'll go to 509. All right.
Okay.
509, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello? Hi.
Yes.
How are you? What's your name?
Oh, thank you. I'm pretty good. Thank you. Happy Friday. Payday.
Thanks. Happy Friday to you. And what's your name?
Erica.
Erica? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Great. And where are you from?
From Washington State.
Oh, great. So is there a
Did you take
question?
The laughing class?
Oh, sorry. A what class?
Did you take the laughing class, Shannon asked, in Washington? Because my friend lives in Washington. And she teaches a laughing class.
Sorry.
No, but I laugh a lot at work. We just talk. So it's pretty
fun. That's good. That's the best when you can laugh at work, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun.
So what's up for tonight? Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. I was recently thinking about employment, and I feel, I don't want to say discriminated, but that's how I feel, with certain jobs. And like certain government jobs require you to be a U.S. citizen. And I'm only a permanent resident. And because of that, I don't qualify to apply. But I feel like supposedly we're all created equally, and I have legal status. So, like, I feel like I went to school. Like, what's the point of going and getting diplomas if you're not able to work where you want to work? And I submitted my application for my citizenship, but ever since this year, actually, I don't know when, but now the waiting period has become a year. And last year it was 3 months to finish the process. And so, like, I'm just waiting on our Homeland Security to do their job. And so I was thinking about contacting an attorney. I don't even know if this is really worthwhile, like, fighting over, but I just would like to see change. And I was wondering if this, like I said, can be successful, or if it's just a lost cause. Like, maybe I don't have the right to work for certain government agencies, and that's fair. I don't know.
I can give an animal if you want me to, unless somebody wants to go right away.
Hi, Erica. How are you doing? It's Ryan.
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Are you sure? Well, I asked that sarcastically.
I have a lot of time to think at work.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
I think about.
Yeah, and the theme of this show is about laughter. And I'll be honest with you, I'm picking up a little bit of depression from you right now. So, I'm picking up a little bit of a heartburn, butterflies in the stomach coming from your second chakra or your sacral chakra, which is your creativity part, which means that you have to open up and explore other possibilities besides a government job. Not sure if you're doing that. But it's bleeding all the way up to your fifth chakra where you're not speaking your truth. And I don't know if that resonates with you, but you have to relax in the moment and enjoy life. And the old expression, you can't push a wet noodle uphill. Darn near impossible. And you have to find the love of your life when it comes to what you want to do as a profession. And I'm not too sure government is the right thing for you, but I could be wrong. Like I said, I'm just reading your energy field right now, and it's like it's not really aligned for that. They're saying hold your breath. I think the best medicine for you is to ask yourself, what makes Erica smile? What brings you joy every day? You know, I think when you take an inventory of yourself, a complete inventory from the emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental planes, be quite honest with yourself, say, darn it, Erica, this is what I love to do. And you might find it to be a complete opposite of what you're looking for. You know, And you might be shocked at it, or you might just say, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Maybe I've been looking down the wrong alley. And don't be afraid of that. Because I think when you find what your true love is, then you find the humor and the laughter in it, and then you say, you know what, yeah, this makes sense. But I'm getting this sense, again, I'm going to repeat myself here. I'm getting this sense of a slight depression here because you're really trying to force yourself to do something that you really don't want to do. In your heart of hearts, you have to find that true calling with yourself and smile. You don't smile enough. I would do a little bit of meditation, Erica, and find that inner child with you, find that inner child, and say, that's what makes me smile. You know, if it's underwater basket weaving, no, just kidding. I would say that's you. Sorry, that was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But no, seriously. Whatever it is that makes you smile and laugh, you do it. And when you do that, you fall in love with what you do, and work no longer becomes work. It becomes something of passion and joy. And I know a lot of business owners in my neck of the woods who love what they do. And they work around the clock, and it's no sweat for them because, you know, they're like, yeah, I love woodworking. I love being a carpenter. I love welding steel. And the days go by so fast for them. They're like, yeah, this ain't work for me. So I guess the bottom line, I'm kind of babbling on here a little bit, but find what, because your heart chakra is kind of pulsating a little bit. It's not quite balanced. So find that love inside of you that makes you smile and makes you laugh. So does that resonate
mm-hmm.
with you? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I currently work because, you know, it's just a job. But I'm really sad at the fact that I went to school. I wish I wouldn't have, because it turns out it was a waste of my time. And it's not getting me anywhere. It doesn't even, you know, I don't know. I'm just really frustrated about that. And I feel like that can explain why you see the somewhat of depression.
Yeah. I didn't mean to call you out on that. I apologize, but you know, that's the heaviness for your energy field, and I can tell in your voice. So I'm not going to ask you for a good belly laugh right now. I may ask you in 10 seconds, okay? So
mm-hmm.
come on, Erica, give me a smile. There you go. Can you give me a little bit of a laugh, please, before I pass you on? Do I have to crack a stupid dumb joke?
Okay.
Do I have to play a Three Stooges mm-hmm. clip for you? All right. Okay, with that, well, thank you for letting me read you, Eric. I appreciate it. With that, I'll pass it on
thank
to the
you.
Other. You're welcome. I'm all set. Shannon?
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
So first I'm hearing no on the lawyer and the legal battle. It would end up costing you more than what you're going to benefit out of it. Yes, there is an issue there. Right now, with the current momentum you have, it's going to be more draining than it's going to be joyful.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The first thing is, you know, push that off. As far as the school, they're telling me your schooling is actually going to come into a more of a asset. Mm. They're giving me future. Not the next job, but it's actually going to be an asset when your career starts shifting after the next job. They are showing a new change in your career, but I'm hearing start looking at more of some of the organizations that have a similar concept to the government jobs you were looking at, but where you'll actually be working more in service, perhaps community, people, that kind of thing. You're going to find that to be more beneficial and actually feel like you're doing something of value, not just to others, but really to yourself. And it's going to help bring that joy back in. and a whole lot more of the laughter as well, because you're going to kind of look at those other options that you were really trying to grab onto and be able to see that, yeah, I'm glad I didn't go that way, because this is much more enjoyable. They show a lot of the people you'll intersect with are going to help to kind of bring a new outlook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Aww. It's really sad that, I mean, there's really nothing that I can do about that issue. I feel like it's not fair.
And that's not fair.
What I like. I feel like it's a civil rights thing even. Like, you know, everyone fights for their own cause, and I feel like this is a real one. It's, like, not our fault that, you know, our government's really slow when processing applications. My brother, like I said, he finished his in 3 months. I submitted his paperwork. He was a citizen in 3 months. And mine, now it's taken a year is what, you know, immigration's saying.
Yeah.
That's
You're from
the time
Canada?
Frame at the moment.
Are you from
no,
Canada?
No, from Mexico.
From Mexico. Okay.
From Mexico. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
One of the other things they did give me, I had made a note down while Ryan was talking, was that you can readdress this in about 5 years. Give a little bit of time because of what's the changes that are transpiring, okay,
mm-hmm.
within the U.S. Allow some of that. Right now we're kind of in the deconstruction period, so allow that to
yeah.
have time.
mm-hmm.
You're very right in where your heart is about it. You're correct. But to try to do the legal battle right now, it would drain all resources and really bring you into a black hole. So they're like, focus on where you can be of service within
mm-hmm.
your community and allowing yourself to blossom in your work and as a person
mm-hmm.
and readdress that after some of this deconstruction has taken more root for the new building, the new construction to come into play, and that's when you could readdress it and it would actually have a better potential than what the current energy is showing. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. I totally understand what you're saying. It's not the right time
right.
for something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now it's about
cool.
you. It's about finding joy, finding laughter, finding things that make you feel good, feel like you're being of service in the things that you are very knowledgeable and have. And the other stuff is going to start to build upon that. You know, you got some good things coming down the road. So keep trucking, okay? Don't let this get to you. Lots
and now that I think about it, I was just looking at the program called AmeriCorps, and I don't know if you know about it, but it's like pretty much community service, but you get paid. And I just thought it would be cool because when I really think about it, I don't see myself being happy in a chair in an office doing that 8 hours a day. Like, I'm the type of person that wants to be out and doing things or, you know.
Yeah,
I feel like
Spirit was already giving you clues. You just
mm-hmm.
needed that validation and hearing it from an outside source by calling and talking to us. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you.
Jan, you got an animal for her?
Uh-huh, I sure do. And both of you had beautiful readings. And the first animal that I saw for you, Erica, was my dog, Gypsy. She's right there. It was really neat to see her. She's passed over. She passed last year. So it was just really mm-hmm. cool to see her. Then I saw a deer for you. So the deer reminds you of you being a gentle person in speech and touch and sensitive to danger. You are acutely aware of what is best for you and those around you. You can usually hear what truly lies behind others' words. although you are non-critical. And you know instinctively when to push and when to allow. You willingly sacrifice your own needs for the sake of helping others. You're being reminded to listen to your intuition and to proceed gently. Perhaps you're contemplating a change and need to resolve a situation. And dear reminds you to take the feelings of others into consideration and just be watchful and take heart. Dear can ease your fears by inspiring you with heightened instincts and new insights. You are on your way to becoming your true self. So dear is just a really neat animal. Very,
mm-hmm.
very positive.
That was
very,
really nice.
Yeah. So I'm glad Gypsy came in too to give you a confirmation about the readings. That's what I feel like she was doing, was just right there for you. And
mm-hmm.
so I hope you don't get too discouraged. You know, and a year isn't all that long to get your citizenship, because you know it takes a year sometimes to get when we move to another state. It takes a year to get our new state kind of citizenship thing going.
Oh, okay.
I forget.
Yeah.
You know, so
residency.
Actually, mm-hmm. yeah, residency is what I mean. Yeah, so actually that for you, for coming from Mexico, that's very, you know, that sounds right, and it's not all that long, and so just, you know, you'll get it, and
mm-hmm.
And you might want to go back and listen to the readings of what they both said just to give
mm-hmm.
you some more inspiration about it. So, and just mm-hmm. let us know how you're doing, okay? Give us a call back. We'd love to hear mm-hmm. from you.
Yes. Thank you. And I, it's already been 6 months, so, like, the year is getting
okay.
closer and closer. So it's only months
there
now.
There you go.
So I'm really happy about
Not
that.
Not too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And
so
also, I...
Hi.
One more thing, I heard that your schooling, what uh-huh. Shannon said too, was your schooling will not be wasted. I heard that too. Don't feel, you know, it's never a waste to get an education. It'll come in somewhere along the line. So don't feel like you've
yeah.
wasted.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. So we are, let's see if I can get, okay, a couple people dropped. They just, it was going to be waiting too long, but I'm going to go to 973 because they've been waiting a long time. Hi, 973, welcome.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
And Ryan. Hi.
Hi.
Daniel.
I'm sorry.
No, I can dress up. I can dress up and drag.
No, don't. I don't even want to put you there. You know, I'm just checking in to see, you know, what kind of I'm looking for certain outcomes. I've been manifesting. I've been trying to do the inner work, and I know that I've been doing the best that I could. And I'm just trying to see, you know, how do I move forward with some of the things that I've been trying to manifest into existence.
What was your
and
name again? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. My name is Jackie.
Yeah. I have a bad full connection. Could you spell that? Jackie?
Jackie. Yes.
Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize. My phone broke up. What was your question, please?
I've been doing the inner work, and I have my vision board. I have things that I've been working on for some years trying to see it manifest, and it hasn't. And I'm just feeling a little, like, down behind it because I'm like, what else do I do?
Your vision board.
I just want to see what you see with my manifestation, like, what's holding it up?
You're blocking yourself right now, Jackie.
How?
Your belief systems, that's the first thing my spirit team told me, is that you're blocking yourself. You have to say, ooh, sigh, and just relax, breathe in, breathe out, meditate, talk to your angels and guides. Your third eye is almost completely shut because you're trying too hard. Jackie, what I would recommend that you do is read some books on spiritual awakening. And I'm not trying to push any author here or there, but and I'm not really a book reader either, but write this down, please. One book that I like that helped me out a lot with my mediumship abilities is a book called Ghosts Among Us by James von Prague. Okay, I'm
you
just going to say that once. Ghosts Among Us by James von Prague. I'm just going to say that once. So Jackie,
I really didn't hear the author's name clearly. I'm sorry.
Okay, James von Prague. Praagh.
Okay.
I'm not a Ghost Among Us.
Okay.
I'm not
thank you.
I'm not a big fan of promoting people that aren't a part of our network, but that book can help you out. But this I will tell you, Jackie. I'm picking up a lot of anxiety in you, a lot of in the sacral chakra, which would be your stomach area. But more. You're kind of blocking me a little bit, so I'm having a hard time reading your energy field, to be quite honest with you. You have to lower your defenses, and your guides and your angels want you to relax, drop your shoulders, and work on your meditation, okay? Do you meditate at all by chance?
Yes, I do. I work in a very chaotic environment, and when I come home, that's all I can do is meditate to decompress from the day.
Yeah.
I can understand with my shoulders being up because I've always had to be kind of defensive and protect my feelings.
I feel like I'm carrying
other people's burdens. Sometimes I want to help them, but other times I just want to be left alone.
You clench your teeth a lot. My jaw muscles are all jacked up right now. They're all tight. So you clench your teeth a lot. You don't speak your truth a lot, which comes kind of down to your fourth chakra. So I would suggest that you get what some professionals would call a Reiki attunement to get all your chakras balanced and spinning again. But you have to learn to speak your truth. And when someone says something that you don't agree with, just say, hey, I don't like that. And I say that because my daughter came home from school today. And she was being bullied, and I said, "Hey, just tell this other girl I don't like that and walk away." And sometimes that goes to the same thing with adults, where you clench your teeth, you're like, you know, it's the exact opposite of laughter. You don't laugh at all. And don't take that the wrong way, Jackie.
No, I'm not taking it the wrong way, not at all.
When
you mentioned the schools with the bullies, I actually work in a school, and I see a lot of bullying going on, even with adults, a lot of manipulation. So I could understand. When you mentioned your child, it brought me back to an experience I had when I was a child. And I have been dealing with my own bullying situation with people being manipulative to hurt me. And there was a time where I knew that I was deliberately being silenced, but I couldn't get my voice to speak my truth because I wasn't allowed to. So it has put me in a place where I've been holding a lot in.
And like a sponge, when you get so saturated, you have to squeeze it out and let it go. that book that I mentioned will teach you a little bit about boundaries. You need some spiritual boundaries about yourself, and they're not so much physical boundaries, but
mm-hmm.
emotional and spiritual boundaries. And you hold on here. Where do you live again? The States?
I live in New Jersey.
Missouri. Okay. Do you have a big tree in your? Do you have any trees in your yard?
Yeah, but they're not big. I want to move in the yard. Where I want to move, that yard has a lot of big trees.
Okay.
There's a couple of trees that I want to tame there. I really want to move from my location, and that's been a big block for me because other people have been stopping it. But the house is empty, and I feel connected to the house and the land.
So you know where I'm going with this, right? A big part of meditation, a big part of grounding, a big part of protection is being a tree hugger. And that's not from an environmental standpoint. That's from a grounding to Mother Gaia, okay? Mother Earth.
Yes.
So when you come home because your teeth are clenched because you're so angry, you're so full from your day, you go home, you touch that tree, and you say, I give all these negative energies to Gaia. You touch that tree for, I don't know, 30 seconds to maybe 4 or 5 minutes, however long you can afford to do it for. And you feel those energies leave your body and give them to Mother Earth for transmutation, okay? And does that make sense to you?
Yes, I do have, and I do have the tree, but it's not where I live right now. It's where I want to go.
Okay.
There is a tree.
Well, that's where you're going to go. So, yeah, you know, and also... I'm also hearing the word forgiveness. So we have a chance, Jackie, go on YouTube and look up Dr. Henlu and do yourself a solid and do some Ho'oponopono, which
yes.
is a Hawaiian. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So do that and get your chakras balanced and spinning again. And relieve yourself of this stress because you have a lot of negative energies in yourself that have built up. And I can feel your stress. I can feel your anxiety and your panic attacks and that jaw muscle that's really tight. It's so tight. I can feel it. Relax that a little bit. So I hope that resonates with you.
Yes, it does resonate with me.
Okay. And with that, ladies, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome, Ryan. That was great. Shannon, do you want to go or
shall I
go or what do you want? Okay, good.
I'll go. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi. So I have a few notes on here. One of them, first one they started off with was when you mentioned your manifestation board.
Mm-hmm.
They showed it to me like a grocery list, like a grocery checklist.
I hate the grocery store.
I'm like, it's too
I do have a list of what I want to do. And I do have my trees and I have my garden, but it's being withheld. But I do have a list of things I want to do, but it's not in the grocery store.
Yeah. No, they were just comparing your manifestation board to a grocery list, like a checklist grocery list. They said she's got it really defined down. The one problem with it is that it's a little restrictive because it's almost like time frame.
Yes.
They said take the stuff off the board.
Okay.
Put it aside for one day. Okay? That night, allow yourself to clear all conformity that you've already brought in about it, okay, release that. Then the next day, recreate it, okay? But you want to allow flow and movement within it, okay? Because they're like, this house is yours. It is coming to you. It's just there's some hiccups that have to get released. And part of what's been holding back on your side is that the energy that you've been putting in manifesting this is almost like a restrictive channel versus an open flow like a river would be. I said open it up a little bit more. Okay? That'll help the energy to be able to shift more and bring it into a better alignment because it shows that it will be coming. You felt it should have already happened, but there's other factors involved that have needed to be cleared in order for it to align with you. So if you go ahead and work with that on your manifestation board, that'll really help. I also heard two crystals for you to start working with.
Okay.
Okay. Black tourmaline. And for you, I'm hearing on black tourmaline, you'd be better off dealing with a raw black tourmaline.
I do have one in my house. A raw one is like about the size of like my palm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And a nice cluster of amethyst, and I do have my stones that I carry with me every day.
Is black tourmaline one of them?
I don't necessarily carry that big stone with me. I work in a school.
They're saying get a smaller one, smaller raw one that you can add in.
Mm-hmm.
Add a copper penny to your personal stones that you carry.
Mm.
Copper penny is going to amplify it. The other one that I've been being told is look for some hematite jewelry. It's inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
Adding this in, and I mean, they're real inconspicuous. Nobody really notices it. They're just like, oh, what a pretty little stone, you know, because it's silvery and metallic and black, and it's a very nice stone.
Mm-hmm.
But the hematite and the black tourmaline are going to help you with your boundaries from the chaos because they show me that you're absorbing a lot of emotions at work, especially with children. And it's natural for you. It's just part of who you are. You can connect to what they're experiencing. You've been there. You've walked it. You lived it. You survived it.
Yes.
But especially with the adult scenario brought in, you're getting, like, double hammered from both sides. And it's not giving you a reprieve. And these two stones added onto your personal bag or, like, the hematite with the wearing it will help with not absorbing so much of it and allowing it to start rolling off so that you're not so drained by the end of the day. Okay, so that's part of what's happening. You're really good with meditating and with manifesting, but by the time you're able to have that download, you've been bombarded emotionally and mentally from so many sides that it's not allowing you to create and release as well as you could.
That is so true. It really is.
They're also mentioning writing. Do you write short stories?
I can. I do a lot of journaling, but lately I've just been journaling to remember information.
Yeah. They're showing me writing short stories that are God, they almost remind me of children's books. Perhaps that's part of what they might lead to. but they're showing me the combination that you have a very good ability of expression through the writing form of taking past traumas that you have actually lived and being able to tell them in a story that is actually healing to others as well as to yourself. Right now they're like, she's not sharing it.
No,
and
I haven't
that's
been.
Okay. Yeah, and they're like, that's okay. It's not ready yet. But this is an area of creative expression that allows your energy to clear and be more open in receiving. And it's a really good avenue that eventually they show, eventually she's going to get ready to be able to put one out there in the public eye. And it's going to be okay. And it's going to be valued. Okay?
Yes. I do
and
want to write.
That's all I have. Yeah. They show me you're much more attuned to being able to write for children and young adults in helping them overcome emotional obstacles. Something to put into your little bag there to help working with your manifestation, okay?
Yes.
And that's all I have for you, honey.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's just wonderful, both of you. Beautiful readings. And Jackie?
Yes, I'm here.
I just have what I saw for you and all the way through while they both were talking, it's like, they showed water, a lot of water, and all these turtles, like 15 of them,
mm-hmm.
all there playing in the water. And I just wonder if you're ever into that, if you ever go anywhere where there's water and jump in and get time to just do that for yourself, or, you know, it would be a fun thing for you to do, maybe, if you were ever around it. Just something, or maybe a bath, maybe taking baths, or I feel like the water could be a healing situation for you. And but the turtle came in all the way through, both of them talking, so I'm just going to go ahead and share what the turtle says. And it says, you've been going much too fast for too long, so slow down and pace yourself and take time to nurture yourself and feel your emotions. Spend a few hours in solitude. And it's also a very creative time for you, too. So that's really neat. And it says you're an old soul with strong sense of connection to
mm-hmm.
the earth and archetypal type of worlds. No matter where you are, you have a strong connection and attachment to your home, and you always end up returning home. And you move at your own pace. And also, you're very compassionate and nurturing with others, helping them, listening to their problems. And it also says, turtle helps you know how to protect yourself from negative energies and emotional over-involvement. It also says, this turtle is calling you to stop for a while, sit alone in silence and meditate. There's that meditation again. And see how the flow is going and see how you feel in that flow. Speed is not the best way to accomplish things. So you don't, you know, like don't rush too much. And ground yourself and rest in the sun when you have time. But I also saw the water. So, but the turtle carries protective energy. It's a mother energy. That's how they title it. So, and it's put meditation next to it and protection next to it. So those are the key words there. So I think that sort of goes along with what they were saying, and I don't know if you feel like the water, but you may want to try it. Just, you know, take a few more baths and relax and or go swimming somewhere too. But I want to leave you with that, and please call us back and let us know how you're doing.
I sure will. I mean, I feel like
okay.
my mother's spirit is protecting me from a lot of things. And the symbolism of the turtle, I know sometimes a turtle will tend to go in its shell if it feels danger.
Yes.
And I think that's how I've been living, like a turtle.
Okay.
You know, I understand
right.
that hard shell of the turtle, and the turtle's actual body is so soft, but he's under this shell. And maybe I am a turtle symbolically that way, because my shell on the outside look like everything is, you know, like I'm strong and sturdy and the whole 9 yards. But inside I can feel
right.
feeling like a potato, you know?
Yeah. Aw. Right. Right. And that's probably why you need to take some time for yourself to nurture yourself a little bit and take care of yourself, you know what I mean, so that you can recover some of that. And
I just
so
feel like whenever
definitely.
I'm given the opportunity to move to the location that I want to go to, that everything will fall into place. I'll have that time. I'll spend more. I could
yeah.
spend outside in nature, in my yard. I mean, I actually live in
mm-hmm.
the city and places in the city as well, but there's enough ground space for me to actually ground, like come out the door and just put my foot in the grass or rake
mm-hmm.
and plant flowers and stuff. Where I'm at now, I really can't do that as much, and there's less
mm-hmm.
privacy. So I'm the person, if it's nice outside, I'll go out in the evening and just stretch in the grass if I could.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's neat. That sounds really nice.
Yeah, and I know the whole component, you know, with forgiving yourself and forgiving others and sending love to them. Is I know I've done it in the past. I would have to go back and look up the exact words. But each time that I'm told, like, forgiveness, I'm the people who I want to forgive, they don't seem to, they're just cold and indifferent.
Mm. Yeah, I know. That's a hard situation. And
it doesn't make sense to me. I think that's been the hardest lesson for me to learn. It doesn't make sense because all of this manifested itself after my mother died.
I see.
Yeah.
Jackie?
So. Yes?
The forgiveness is not about them. It's not about the other people. It's about you. And you on a soul and an energy level, expressing and giving forgiveness, doesn't even matter if the other people know about it or ever heard it, okay? It's about you doing it for you, the little you, the young you, the middle you. That's what it's about, okay?
Yes, I appreciate that.
No, we all struggle with that one. I know I've seen many, many people, clients. That's an area that a lot of us, and I even did it myself, it's a hard one. But when you're able to let go that I don't even need to say it to them, and I need to do this for me and do it through a nice meditative state, you'd be amazed at how it alters the energy around you and lifts you up, and you'll be finding you're going to be giggling at things that you used to think, there's no way I would laugh at that. But that giggle is going to start bubbling up from the bottom and coming out.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and excuse me, and Jackie, don't forget about that whole funnel, okay?
I sure won't. I won't, because I do need it. I need it now more than
anything. That'll help you out. It's just another tool in the toolbox to help you out, you know?
Yes, and I have been looking for a Reiki master to actually sit and get attuned. Because I know that my root chakra was, like, really off some years ago, and I started working on it and buying certain stones to help me with grounding. I mean, it made me more conscious of the chakra system.
I'll give you a nickel's worth of advice here. You don't have to go too far to look for a Reiki master. Go to channelingericmediums.com, and you'll find someone.
Channeling Eric?
Eric with a K. Mediums.com. They're all vetted and validated. I'm on the, I don't want you to hire someone right off the corner of Main Street and First Street in your town. These are all vetted and validated mediums, and they can help you. You'll find many, many mediums on there, Shannon included. And you'll find what you're looking for, okay?
Okay.
And Shannon and Jan and myself and a bunch of others, okay? So
okay.
I'm not trying to promote myself or them.
Oh,
or
it's not a matter of that. Even when you recommended the book, I appreciate that. And the YouTube channel, I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm just trying.
It's not a matter of promoting yourself, because sometimes you listen to people. And then you always feel like there's someone else that you need to reach out to, but you don't know who that person is. So, I mean,
it's
important.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't want to hire no Yahoo that you don't know about. And so go to someone that you're comfortable with and that you resonate with and take it from there. So,
I really feel like my mother's trying to reach me, but I can't see it. Every once in a while, I just feel that. And it's like every message that I've ever gotten, it didn't seem like it came directly from her. It always seemed like it was my grandmother or someone else.
Yeah, I can't answer that for you. Maybe Shannon or Jan can, but I'm not that versed in talking with spirits directly. But, I'm sorry about that.
No, don't be sorry.
Usually, Jackie, if you're feeling that way, then most likely they are. And if you're really getting that intuition and that feeling about them, then most likely they are around you and connecting and trying to communicate with you. So you're probably just right on about that, definitely, because that's how it is for me every time, just about.
Mm-hmm.
And That's lovely. That's wonderful, that you probably are getting that with your mom. And so just feel what that feels like. You could write it down. Try to, when it happens, whenever it happens, I always like to, I always write it down every time I get those spirit connections and write down where I am, the time, everything. I'm into that anyway. I'm always into that. I write a lot of confirmations. I keep track of everything. But so that's neat. That's really neat. And protective is what you're feeling, so that's really neat too. And that's what the turtle is. Turtle is protective and mother energy. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, my mother was a healer, and she helped a lot of people. And it wasn't until she died I realized that there was some people she did too much for them. They haven't been able to be independent. But they're like cold. And so most of the time when I feel her, I feel like she's just telling me to be patient with them. But, sometimes I feel like my patience is running out. Like why should I have to be the only one to be patient and understanding and not receive that back?
Right, yeah.
You might want to look into doing a session, Jackie, where you can really sit down and get one-on-one and get a little bit more insight directly from her and from your grandmother about that situation.
you guys.
Because I'm definitely picking up some other things about that. But
yeah.
I'm being told not to discuss it on air. But, yeah. Okay. I'll put that in your back pocket.
So that sounds good. So, Jackie, I think we will go ahead and...
Right, I don't
want
to take
the next call.
Time. I appreciate
Fine. Definitely. We love talking to you too. And please do call one of the mediums, and Shannon would be a good one for sure. She's a very good medium. I think we will talk to you soon when you want to call back, or if you want to or not, it doesn't matter. But you're
okay.
Welcome to, and we will.
Is that Shannon with one N? Is that that same website?
No.
What's that?
Is Shannon,
yeah.
Shannon at the same website, the Tamlin Eric Mediums?
No, I'll let her speak to that. Go ahead.
I'm in process there.
She is in process. But I'm gonna back Jan up on this. Shannon is Van Dam Tabulous. So. I'm just going to say work with her, and I'll let Shannon speak.
Okay.
The best way to find me, Jackie, honestly, right now would be to, if you have Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. If you look for Shannon with two N's, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, Johnson, a lovely generic Johnson last name,
mm-hmm.
Metaphysical facilitator, and it should pop me up, little blonde with a laugh on her face. And you can message me there, and I usually respond within, you know, an hour or two of receiving messages while I'm in process of, I have to write my bio for CE.
I'm
in process of it.
It's like
but you don't do that
guys.
Facebook Live stuff, right?
Get her done.
But yeah, you can message me directly through that page. I always check it multiple times through the day, and we can talk there, and we can see about getting something set up and get you those other answers that you're looking for.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Namaste.
Okay, Jackie. We'll talk to you later.
Give me that club damn, Ryan.
I was trying to do a Larry the Cable Guy impression. I don't know if that worked too well. You're doing.
All right. Well,
No, I was going to say, that's what happens to you. Last one so much, you lose your voice.
Oh, yeah. Um, 402 has been waiting for a half an hour now, so I think I'm going to... Are you ready for the next one?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go.
I wanted to say hello to
402. Hi. 402, are you there? Hi.
I'm sorry to see you. I was doing a guided meditation. I had no other choice because I didn't feel good all day.
Okay, wait a second now.
I'm just thinking my mother.
Let's get 973. What about that? 973 wanted to get off the air. Okay. All right. 402?
Yes.
How are you?
Hi. I'm okay.
Hi.
I was hoping for some help, some insight. I've got a court date coming up. I've got a trouble with my homeowners association. Kind of been fighting them for years. They don't want to fix anything, and now they're just trying to have me removed before I can probably prove everything that they're doing. Just trying to get rid of me, and I'm hoping for some insight.
And what was your name?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's Sharon.
Sharon? Okay.
Yeah, and this is my home. It's not, I don't rent or anything, but they have not fulfilled their obligations, and instead of fixing everything they're supposed to be fixing that they've damaged, they're just trying to get rid of me.
Oh, wow. That's icky.
Yeah, it's very icky.
You want me to go?
If you want to. I mean, I'm just trying to read her energy field right now, so if you want to, go ahead.
Cool. You have photographs, right?
I do.
Sharon? Yeah. Hi, Sharon. It's Shannon.
Hi. Yeah, I went to court years ago and, you know, proved everything and proved that they were defrauding everyone,
mm-hmm.
using fraudulent covenants, and they were told to fix things, but they just, instead of fixing it, they've just been, I've had constant vandalism in my car, my house, everything.
Yeah, I'm hearing document. Has your lawyer reached out to any of the other neighbors yet?
I haven't.
Because I'm hearing that there are other people that are part of this homeowners association that are having similar problems. They just haven't had the guts to speak up out of fear.
Right.
Well, it would be worth having a conversation.
They've set some hearing for a couple of weeks to have me removed. And I know why they want to, because I've discovered all the shit they've done to my house.
Yeah.
I haven't got a lawyer yet.
You haven't gotten a lawyer
my
yet?
My daughter's a lawyer, but she's in New York, and she can't do it.
Right.
And, yeah, it's really, people are bad news.
Yeah. I'm hearing two things. One,
okay.
Yes, get yourself a lawyer. Protect yourself
yeah.
with the law.
Yeah.
The law is on your side in this situation. And the other thing that I'm hearing is you know, there's some of the news stations that have investigative reporters? You know,
yeah.
people that
yeah.
have been taken advantage of and you contact them? I'm hearing
right.
you need to look into that, because you're getting backed into a corner
yeah.
that is through bullying and fear, and they're saying you have the documentation of truth standing with you.
Okay.
So
yeah.
utilize those formats, get yourself legal protection, and use the media to assist you. There's
well, you
other
know,
neighbors that are keeping their mouth shut because they have been put into a fear base of losing their homes. They're just not speaking up. And I'm hearing you're going to be that leader voice of standing up, and others will begin to gather with it.
Yeah. I tried. And that's why I'm getting targeted like this. It's just, right now, I don't even have a car to drive. They've got my phone hacked. The neighbors do. They push the buttons and, you know, do all kinds of crazy stuff. But I don't have much time. I've only got a couple of weeks. And, you know, I did prove it. Way back when, and as a matter of fact, the biggest issue is that the common ground sprinkler system, they had pipes running under our condos, and my condo flooded like three times a week every summer for 25 years. And I had black mold and everything, and, you know, filed an insurance claim with them, and the insurance company said, no, they'll fix it, they'll fix it. Well, they never did. I actually had a news crew in here who documented the mold and all the damage from the flooding, and all of that was presented in court.
Mm-hmm.
But they've never fixed anything, and they've been breaking in, stealing documents, that kind of thing. Do you see an attorney? Because it's really, you know, when you don't have any money, I don't have any money, I'm disabled, and I haven't got my disability yet, I'm in a really shitty spot. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. But you understand that through this legal avenue, because you did already win in court, it puts them in contempt of court. That's why they're really being adamant about seek legal advice, even free legal advice through...
Yeah, I tried.
Because they are, you did already win the case. They have not followed through, which puts them in contempt of court order.
Right.
Follow through with legal advice because it is on your side. And there's other people that need to come forward, but they're not going to come forward until they know that there's somebody else that's going to back them up.
I don't know. It seems like everybody else is getting everything they want. You know what I mean? To keep quiet, to help them get rid of me. Everybody else's place is getting, you know, repaired or new things, or, you know, it's just, it's pretty bizarre. I don't know if you heard that beep on the phone, like somebody pushing a button, pushing the numbers. But that's usually what they do all the time. And I can't, I have ideas who's doing it, but I can't pinpoint it.
Yeah.
And I just, I have no idea what, this court date is the end of the month. You know, I just found out yesterday. I mean, he didn't show up for court yesterday because it was all illegal, and he knew I was going to say something. So he postponed it. And
so Shannon,
you know, they want an order.
Or Shannon,
yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I have to. We only have 8 minutes, and I have four more callers. What, five now? Five more callers waiting, and I just want to get. I need to get to some of them. But Shannon has said to try and get legal help if you can get advice, because they're on your side. And I know this is a terribly hard. You're in a terribly hard situation, but I think
I was just hoping one of you might be able to see what this hearing, how this is going to go.
Sharon, as an energy healer, I have no insight for you. I can't rub that crystal ball, so with that, I'll pass.
There's a what, Hunt? An energy?
No, I'm saying I'm talking to Sharon. As an energy healer, I'm not able to tell you about your situation. So with that, I'll pass. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can't rub that crystal ball for you. I'm so sorry.
And what I was getting was that I kept seeing a cat for you and over and over, the cat. And the cat was, yep. It was an orange and white cat.
They broke. Okay.
Huh? Do you have a cat?
Oh, they broke into my house and they killed my cat. Smashed her head in.
Oh, God. Oh, are you kidding? Oh, no.
No, I'm not kidding.
It's awful. That's probably the cat I'm seeing. I always see,
yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, I agree with Shannon. You gotta get help right now as soon as you can and get get on it. And I don't know. I think we'll be saying prayers for you. And we have 5 minutes. I gotta go. I have five people waiting. So I just want to wish you well, and please take care. And you're so welcome to call us back, and we can carry on. I just got to go right now. So
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Definitely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Bye.
We'll be glad to talk to you. Bye bye. Another time. Please call us back.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm sorry to do that to her. We just have so many here. Let's see. I'm going to go to 954. 954, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Hi.
Oh, my heart
What's
goes out
name?
To that caller so much. I went through a similar situation, and I finally got out of it, which probably ended up being the best recourse. And I appreciate some help there. Yeah. They can be very vicious, these condo associations. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I don't want to take a lot of time. I just wanted to see what you can tell me regarding my current relationship and a situation with the financial area.
And what's your name?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. Okay, anybody want to go right ahead.
I'll pass on this one, thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Your finances are kind of restricted at the moment.
Oh, that's an understatement.
The current relationship is affecting the financial flow, if that makes sense to you. They're showing me limitation and restrictions.
Well,
communication needs to open up a bit more.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Between the two of you.
Uh-huh.
And you need to also work on standing your ground within
relationship
as an equal.
I certainly am.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to help shift both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to stand for anything but the right thing.
Yeah. And I'm saying that's kind of the problem right now. It's all bound together, both pieces. So once you start doing that and breaking it open, it's going to allow more free movement for you, especially financially.
Mm-hmm.
90 seconds.
Do you think that we will eventually kind of more come to terms in a more compatible way than as late we have not?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm trying not to break it off because I feel like there is value in other ways and compatibility in other ways. And we both really need to have each other to help us both kind of keep going.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've made it very clear what I expect.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to need to be setting some boundaries.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's going to help change things.
I don't want to be wrangling all the time. I want things to be a little more smooth. I don't want to always have to be on my guard and have my back up you know.
Mm-hmm.
We probably have about 10 seconds.
Oh, anybody add anything?
We have 10 seconds. You just said it.
Okay.
So, Mary, we're going to go off air right now, and I hope that helps you, and you're welcome to call back, and we'll talk to you. Oh, good. I'm glad. And we'll see you next week, everybody. Thank you for coming. And 954-512-678-856. Please hang in there. We'll get to you next week, hopefully. I'm sorry you've had to wait so long, especially 512. And please call in early next week if you can. We'll get to you later, hopefully then. And thanks for waiting. Thank you, everybody, for coming. It's Enter the Light, Ryan, Shannon, Jan. We'll see you later. Have a great week, and remember to laugh. Anybody else?
Thank you so much, everyone.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
That's how that works.
Oh, shit.
Laughter is contagious. Yeah. Give me your disease.
Who goes there, my matey? Oh, man, my bad.
Have they not said that? The lady hasn't come on yet. She hasn't said anything. She usually does.
Who wants to do the Wicked Witch of the East laugh now? I'll get you, my little pretty. And your little dog, too. That was really bad, Ryan.
This is still on air.
That was really
this
bad.
This is still on air. No,
oh,
that was a good one.
Oh, make
God,
everybody have
is...
a good giggle before they're before we're gone.
That was really, really bad. Oh, my God. I can't believe I got that. Oh, my God.
Or you can let it go.
I'd love that.
I gotta start tripping on my nose. Oh my goodness. We're all centered and level-headed here.
I think we're still on air, too. I think those people are still listening.
Oh, man, that's not good.
Sure it is. You're getting a good giggle.
It is.
That's
why are
what
we
tonight's
still on air?
All about.
I thought we got kicked off.
Well, the room got kicked off, but I don't know. Usually she'll say good night. She'll say something.
Yeah, Jan, do me a solid and erase the last 4 minutes of this tape, please.
If I can, I don't know how.
Well, figure it out.
Okay, we'll see. I like those laughs. I like those laughs. I think they're fun.
All right. Oh,
well, thanks
boy.
For a great show. That was a great show. It really was. We had so many more people too. So, like four more people waiting. So, didn't get to them all, but hopefully they will come back.
Does that program have the ability to remember those people and try to put them in queue and in front of the others for next week, or how's that work? I don't know how that works.
I don't know. No. Hopefully they'll just come back, you know.
Okay.
But
well,
anyway.
You know, I should say, okay. Alrighty. Well, sounds good. All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies.
Good one.
It
was
a good
you.
One.
Yeah.
It's been fun, guys. Good night.
Okay, good night.
Good
night. We'll talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.